In our previous shiurim, we began a discussion regarding an individual who was born a cheresh, eino shemeya ve'eino medaber, completely unable to speak or hear, but was educated to be able to read lips, was educated to be able to speak, albeit not clearly. And the question we discussed is, how does the halacha view such an individual as far as chiyuv mitzvahs? Can he be part of the minyan? Is he obligated to mitzvahs? In our previous shiur, we quoted the opinion of the Sam Sofer, the opinion of the Maram Shik, that seemed to take a stricter approach and seemed to feel that once somebody was in the category of a cheresh, he remains in that category under any circumstances. However, there are many poskim that disagree with this approach. Actually, there's a very interesting Bar Tanura in Masechta Trumas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, that says that who is considered the cheresh, the Eino Shemei Veino Medaber, that our Gemara, and that Mishnah over there, that's quoted in our Gemara, consider him not a Bardas, only such an individual who was born that way. But if you had an individual that was born, Baruch Shem, able to hear and speak, and then was lost at, then the halacha is that he's not considered a cheresh. And the question is why? So perhaps the way to understand the Bar Tanura is again that it's a halach l'moshe m'sinai, that such an individual, a cheresh, there is no rhyme or reason to why the cheresh is considered a bardas. It's a halach l'moshe m'sinai. And therefore, the halach l'moshe m'sinai was only stated regarding an individual who was born that way. If he wasn't born that way, that's not what the halach l'moshe m'sinai is said. However, the halacha isn't like the Bar Tanura. Nowhere in halacha do we find that the halacha distinguishes between if he was born that way or if he became that way. And many poskim discuss the shaila, and many poskim take a lenient approach. The shaila sechuvas beis shloima and chelak erachayim simen tzadikei discusses an individual who was born deaf-mute but learned how to lip-read. And in fact, the Beis Shlomo says that he's only able to speak, only able to hear or listen when he is facing the speaker. But if he's behind the speaker, he is not able to know what is being said, because obviously his hearing, so to speak, is very much dependent on lip reading. And his speaking is also unclear. Says the Beis Shloima that such an individual is considered kpikeach l'chol dvarov. He's mechuyev b'mitzvahs. Only an individual who completely eino shomeya ve'eino medaber is exempt. Anyone else is not exempt. And so too does the Marsham say in Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Mem. Such a person, says the Marsham, could be included in the minyan, in a minyan. And so too is the opinion of the Yaivitz. The Divrei Chaim in Evan Ezer, Chelek Beis Simen Ayin Beis, also discusses such an individual. And it seems that his opinion as well is that such an individual is considered a bardas. He's considered a bardas. The only two places that the Divrei Chaim seems to be machmer is that the Divrei Chaim feels that such an individual should not be allowed to be a shoychet. And also for chalitza, where the Derech Chaim seems to feel that such an individual should not be do chalitza. And it's interesting why. Derech Chaim seems to feel that when it comes to chalitza, there are so many details involved in doing a chalitza properly. And since there are so many details involved in doing chalitza properly, even though this person now does have a level of intelligence, it's not clear that he'll be able to do the chalitza properly. And because it's not clear that he'll be able to do the chalitza properly, we should take a stricter view. There's a fascinating tshuva from in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Igros Moshe, Eben Ezra Chelek Gimel Samen Lamed Gimel, where he discusses such an individual. And he says, he takes a very interesting approach. He says, that why indeed is an individual who's Eino Shemeya Veino Medaber not considered, is considered not a Bardas? He said, because such an individual cannot relate to other people. He can't hear. He can't speak. Such an individual is completely closed off from the rest of the world. And therefore, Chazal did not consider him a Bardas. But as soon as the person is able to interact with the rest of the world, such an individual is not locked off from the rest of the world. And since he's not locked off from the rest of the world, he's no longer considered like the Cheresh that is spoken about in our Gemara, the Eino Shemeya Ve'Eino Medaber. Similarly, there are a number of tshuvas, two tshuvas in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tzitz Eliezer, in Chelek Tezvov, Simen Lamed Beis, and Simen Memvov, where he discusses such individual. And he there too, the Tzitz Eliezer takes the approach in a very strong way that such a person is considered a Bardas, and he says that we should buy even tefillin for such a person. He quotes a Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet Sofer, Chelek Eben Ezer Simen Chof Aleph. And this is interesting because, as we quoted in our previous year, it seems that the opinion of the Chassam Sofer was that such an individual is not considered a Bikeach. But the Shevet Sofer says that he was in Vienna in a school that taught such individuals, and he was fascinated from what he saw, how developed these people became. And he says that he said that these children who developed should start putting on tefillin. Similarly, in the tshuvas there in Simen Memvov, there's a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer where he discusses a situation, a complicated situation, where there was a couple who was married. Obviously, both of these individuals were deaf mutes, and now the woman wants to terminate the marriage, and the husband apparently doesn't want to give a get. And one of the claims that the woman's lawyers are setting forth is that this person who was born a cheresh, ena shemei ve'ena medaber, but was trained to be able to lip speak, was trained to be able to speak, albeit not that well, is that individual considered a pikeach or not considered a pikeach? And this woman, attorneys apparently want to say that he's not considered a pikeach, and therefore the Kedushin were not a Kedushin, and therefore there should be no need for a get. And the Tzitz Eliezer takes a very strong approach. We're chas v'shalom to say that. Certainly, such an individual is considered a bardas. He quotes Rav Herzog Zatzal, who also felt that way. And at the end of the tshuva, actually, there's a letter from Rav Avadya Yosef to the Tzitz Eliezer, who obviously was also involved in this question, where Rav Avadya Yosef also holds that a person who's even though he was born Eino Shemei of Eino Medaber, if he was trained, can be considered a bardas. Actually, Rav Avadya Yosef discusses the Shaila in the Shaila Tshuva Sicha V'Das, Chelik Beis Simen Vav, and he says there too, he certainly paskins that such an individual is considered a bardas and can be included in the minyan. The only thing that Rav Avadya Yosef says in that tshuva, interestingly, is that normally we know that when we daven, everybody says Shmon Esrei, including the Shliach Tzibur. And after the Shliach Tzibur says Shmon Esrei, then he says the Chazaras Hashatz. He says when we are relying on such an individual to be part of the minyan, says Rav Avadya Yosef in that tshuva, we should not, the Shliach Tzibur should not say Shmon Esrei twice. He should only say Shmon Esrei once, and with that, just say that Shmon Esrei out loud. So then it wouldn't be a situation of Chazar Sashatz, because that's the only Shmon Esrei he sang. The Shalos Tshuvos Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Vav Simen Tez Vav, also discusses such an individual, and he says, certainly as far as anything that's relevant, the Rabbonim, we could say that this individual is considered a Pikeach. And so too does it seem to be the opinion of the Mincha Shloima in the tshuva that we quoted earlier, Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Aleph, even though he's not 100% sure. He says, Soif Dover Nir Lein Cheresh, Shlumaisa Koshim Oid Lechriya, it's difficult to make a decision. B'dover Shigdoyle Torah Shmeimeim on Ushoisim Kvar Rich Vzeh. It's very difficult to say such an individual, we should exempt him from mitzvahs. However, I saw in the Shailos and Tshuvos, Knesset Yecheskel has a very interesting approach on this entire question and how we should look at this individual. He says, actually, it really boils down, he suggests, to machlokes rishonim, a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Menahar. The question is, our Gemara compares the cheresh to a shoyt of a cotton, but it's a shoyt of a cotton are really not the same. A shoyt is an individual who has no das. A cotton is an individual who has das, just different levels of das. If we look at the Rashi, which we quoted earlier in our shiurim, Rashi on the Abayz Amid Beis, Divrei Hamaskel, Cheresh Dibru B'chom M'kom Mokoyim, says the Cheresh Shehishvoy Soy L'Shoyta L'Fotrei. So Rashi compares the Cheresh to a Shoyta. But he says, if we look in the tshuvas of, if we look in Rav Avram Manahar explanation of Gemara, he says that he compares the cheresh to the cotton. A cotton, we know, does have das. So that may be the difference. If you consider a cheresh like a shaita, so a shaita, there's nothing to the source about. A cotton does have different levels of intelligence. And that's why in halacha we find that there's a chiyuv chinuch on a cotton. There is no chiyuv chinuch on a shaita. That's why in certain places in halacha, the actions of a cotton are considered valid. Because a cotton has das. And that may be the smachloikis on how does the halacha look at a cheresh. Does the cheresh, does the halacha, like Rashi suggests, the Chasam Sofer, the Maram Shik, look at him like a shaita, that he's potter under all circumstances, or does the halacha look at him like a cotton that we have to look at every situation individually? And in fact, now perhaps we could say that is pshat in the Rambam. Because we began our shiurim quoting the Rambam. A difficult Rambam. The Rambam says that if you have a cheresh who's medaber ve'eno shomea, says the Rambam, he can't sell karka. And immediately the Mishnah Melech and the Kesef Mishnah, and everybody doesn't understand the Rambam. The Rambam, the Al Gemara clearly says that only Eino Shomea the Eino Medaber is not considered Bar Das. All others are considered Bar Das. So why does the Rambam say that a Medaber of Eino Shomea cannot make a Mechira? Pshat is the Rambam is saying that every Cheresh has different levels of Das. And even though the Halacha says that a cheresh eino shomei ve'eino medaber is not a bardas, and a medaber ve'eino shomei is a bardas, that doesn't mean he has complete das. As far as being able to sell karka, which requires a high level of intelligence, the medaber ve'eino shomei, says the Rambam, I hold, doesn't have that level of intelligence. But the very same Rambam that will tell us that the medaber ve'eino shomei is not considered a bardas enough for selling karka, will hold that the Eino Shemeya, the Eino Medaber, but Baruch Hashem went to school, like the Shevet Sofer already discussed, and developed that he could read lips, developed that he could speak somewhat, does have das, and now he's chayiv b'mitzvahs. So it seems that as far as mitzvahs to Rabbanon, it's the opinion of most Paiskin, we could rely on him. And the Knesset Yecheskel quotes many different achronim who take that approach. For mitzvahs d'oraisa, he probably should do the mitzvah himself, but we should not be yotzi the mitzvah with such an individual. Halavai, all of us should be able to speak and hear Divrei Torah always.